this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. National...
First time, we are bringing you the full story of what happened. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of
Joshua P. Warren?
From the land of the sky and to high strangers around the globe, this is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren.
And the world is becoming more and more insane every day. Welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual. And we don't just discuss it, we go in the field to investigate. Hey, listen to this story out of, get ready for it, Shelly, Pompano Beach, Florida.
I got
listen
it.
Listen to this.
I
you
got it.
All right, good deal. That's the old Florida bell. Sometimes I got to catch you off guard with it. But the story says that President Carol Ebert of the Florida Humane Society got a call about 7:15 a.m. that there was water running out the back door of the shelter. They figured maybe a pipe had burst. She went rushing over there, went inside, said, quote, the countertops were ruined. The walls were ruined. There was water everywhere. We had lots of damage with the food and the storage, the cat litter. But it turns out it was not a burst pipe. It was an escaped cat. That's right. A rogue feline slipped out of its cage and went over and simply turned on the water. And believe it or not, even though there were thousands of dollars worth of damage, they said that all the animals are safe. They said the room was filled mainly with cats, and they were safely up in their bed for about 17 hours, avoiding the water running below them like a river before someone came in. And so many cats had to be moved out of the shelter for the time being. Sounds like a clever escape plan to me. Hey, you know, we talk about all kinds of weird and strange things, and thank you for joining us tonight on the program. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Haunt Ghosts, and Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. I am founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations. My producer and engineer is Sam the Animal Steel. Good evening, Sam.
Hey, what's going on?
Great to be back with you, sir. You've been on a big journey.
I was on a little journey, yes. Theoretically, to make it from Florida to New York via a boat. Mm-hmm. And we made it halfway, and the boat ended up making it all the way sans Sam, as it had to be repaired at some point because we had a pretty crazy ocean-going experience, and it was frightening as all get out, I tell you what.
Well, you know, Sam, I just made this independent movie, which is playing the film festival circuit, hopefully the rest of the year, if it gets accepted, called The Commodore. So I've spent a good deal of time on the water here in Puerto Rico, and you, however, I believe, should be the real Commodore, though. You're the one who has earned the title. We've got to get somehow investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop involved in this nautical lifestyle. How are you doing tonight, Shelley Wright?
I'm doing pretty good, but as far as a nautical lifestyle, it is just not going to happen. I get so seasick, I have to wear one of those little patches you put behind your ear. It's not pretty.
Well, you know, I've got an interesting announcement for you guys regarding some of the odd things happening here in the Bermuda Triangle. But first, I want to let everybody know what a stellar show I have planned for all of you tonight. Because in addition to telling you about some of these breaking stories regarding the paranormal and some projects I'm working on and some spooky audio I've got for you, my guest on hour number two of the program tonight is one of the most successful talk radio hosts in the world, the true master of the night, host of Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie, is going to be coming on to this program. And George has interviewed me probably 100 times. I interviewed him once before, but that's been a long time ago. So tonight it's going to be fun for me to be back in the host position and ask George some questions, and maybe some things that you've never heard him talk about before will come up. But one of the reasons that George Norrie is going to come on our show tonight is because he has never been to Asheville, North Carolina before, but he will be coming up August 27th. George Norrie is coming to the Diana Wortham Theater, and he is producing an event called George Norrie and Friends. And basically, this is like a live stage version of his talk show. It's sort of set up like, you know, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, where George is sitting there at his desk, and one by one, he's going to interview me, and then Dr. Bill Forstian, and then Micah Hanks. And there are going to be all kinds of special little things happening in between. We got some surprises in store. I've got some UFO debris that was found near the Roswell crash site that we plan to have on display for everybody to check out. So we're going to be talking more about that event and other things, hour number two with George Norrie tonight on the show. And, you know, George, I don't know how he keeps the schedule he does. I mean, the show, Coast to Coast AM, it airs every single night, and George usually does just the weeknights, but occasionally he'll also do a night on the weekend. And the show starts on the East Coast at 1 in the morning. It's a live show, 1 till 5 in the morning. George is in L.A., and so there the show starts at 10 p.m., so it runs 10 p.m. till 2 a.m., and he spends all day doing show prep, and then he spends, you know, pretty much all night doing the show. I think he just gets a few hours of sleep every night, and then somehow he's able to go out and do these live events as well. It's amazing. I don't know that I could keep up that kind of a schedule. How about you, Sam?
I don't know. I do know. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts recently, and I caught, you know, in the description section, it was like Duncan interviews George Norrie, and I was like, wow, that's really cool, because like Duncan Trussell, he's from the area, he's a comedian, he's often heard on the Joe Rogan Experience, and I was like, wow, you know, Duncan's known for his philosophical and like inquisitive nature and his belief in, you know, some would call conspiracy, so I was like, I gotta listen to this, and he was only able to get 30 minutes with George, because he's like, you know, his schedule is so incredibly tight, and so he's like, folks, I gotta jump right into this one, you know, and if you're looking for something happy, you might want to listen to one of my other podcasts, because he's like, this one can be a little bit of a downer. And they went over some interesting subject matter, including like the Illuminati and the Antichrist and all sorts. It was very intriguing. So I'm very much looking forward to this interview tonight.
Good, good. I am too. And yet, you know, if you just consider how many people of various intriguing backgrounds that George Norrie has interviewed over the years. It's just mind-boggling the amount of information he has been exposed to. And so I don't know how much he's able to retain.
one of the things that Duncan had mentioned on that show was he's like, just listen to this. And they played a clip of his show, you know, Coast to Coast. And he's like, listen to his interview style, like how he just lets this lady go. And he's like, if he just ever coughed or interjected at any point, it would ruin her train of thought. You know, he's like, he's the master interviewer of radio, you know.
Oh, yeah, he has always let me ramble on plenty, so I appreciate that very much. So that's going to be something to look forward to. But let me go ahead and quickly set up what we're going to dig into when we come back from this next break. Again, I am here right now in Puerto Rico at the Bermuda Triangle Research Center. I will be heading back to Asheville soon, of course, preparing for the event with Norrie. But while I'm here in Puerto Rico, I've been doing a lot of interesting things. I mentioned I made an independent film with my co-producer C. Eric Scott called The Commodore. We had a little test screening of it here at a local restaurant, which, by the way, was packed out. I mean, I was so kind of nervous because I didn't know if people were going to like this movie or find it funny.
It was also 10-cent wing night, though. So
I had my escape route planned. I mean, and it turns out everybody, you could tell, sincerely loved it. They were laughing. They were cheering. At the end of the thing, everybody just erupted into great applause. I got mobbed afterward.
Mobbed. You know, mobbed. Like the Beatles in A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah. I signed various body parts. I mean, you know, one of the things that that I will definitely tell you about that experience was the restaurant was supposed to close at 10. There were so many people there having a good time that finally at 12:30, they just turned the lights out and said, look, everybody has to go. So that's a good sign that everybody wanted to, they didn't want to leave. But anyway, I bring that up because here in Puerto Rico, again, I have a lot of little projects I've been working on. One of them involves setting up the very first ever live webcam of a UFO hotspot in the entire Bermuda Triangle. And this is a project I've been working on for well over a year. And it's a lot more difficult than you might think to get this done. I know that you might get the impression live streaming is easy these days because you hear about it and people post their little videos all over Facebook and stuff. But when you're going to put a camera in a position on somebody else's property, basically, in a rugged, you know, area where the weather could be tough, and you're going to try to stream as close as you can live 24 hours a day, plus have that footage archived as you go along so that the public can go in and participate in analyzing it. It's a very complex operation to get everything physically put together and then to get everything worked out with the software. And I'm very proud to say that just a few days ago, I finally got this thing set up. But what I want to tell you about is a very creepy experience that I had while I was in the process of figuring out how to set up this webcam. And we're going to play some audio for you that I've played it for a couple people already, and those two people have said, this is the scariest thing I've ever heard. So that and more when we come back. My friends, it's the program where we dig into the amazing, the remarkable, the extraordinary, the downright weird. What a show! What a show we've got for you tonight. It's presented by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville. The number to Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Speaking of Strange.
My hands are clean. And the band strikes up a funky jam. All aboard that funk boat that I'm about to start sailing now. All your riggers and all your party tickets, everybody's in the funky blowout. You know where set sail from, just around the corner from the Portobello Road. Downtown W10 in my face, baby, baby, do what you done told. I got bottles of beer and a deck or two. All my friends are now coming in. Lucy
and Jules looking good, girl. So all aboard, let the party begin. I'm on a mic, I make you dance, I make you funk, I make you sweat from an ounce till the break it down. So get up the wall, let's have a ball. From an ounce till the morning comes and I said,
have fun, go man.
Do what I say. Everybody in the place to be. It's Capital B, Capital B on a microphone, Pip T on the funky bass tree. Now, Barry B, you gotta describe, transcribe, transcribe just what you got to do. I said, ladies and gentlemen, this one goes out to you, and I said,
have fun, go man.
Do what I say.
From the Atlantic to the Pacific, across the islands of the Caribbean, from mountain crest to mountain crest, from canyons to the clouds, and into the moon. Yeah, we're pumping wattage high and low, plus streaming worldwide on the internet tonight. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, the Wizard of Weird, and this is Speaking of Strange. Now, remember, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a live chat during the show, regular updates on weird news around the world, links to all kinds of cool stuff that you hear about on the show, including the ever-popular Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours, the most fun you'll have in Asheville on an evening, especially if it's Thursday through Sunday. And we won a TripAdvisor Certificate of Excellence. That's how many five-star reviews we have. Go to hauntedasheville.com if you'd like to take one of our famous tours. And there's also, of course, a link there to Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville. Let me get back to this story. Okay, before the break, I was telling you, now here I am again. I'm in Puerto Rico right now where I spend part of the year. And I'm obviously investigating UFOs and cryptids and USOs, which are unidentified submerged objects, and all kinds of odd stuff here in the Bermuda Triangle. So I've been working on this project to put up, again, a webcam, and right now we're in the beta testing stage. Right now we have it, our first camera set up at Galloway's, looking across the Boquerón Bay, which is one of the places where we've seen some incredible UFOs and USOs. I mean, some have been captured on film and video. If you want to go and take a look at the camera, you can do so by going to ArecipoProject.com. That's A-R-E-C-I-B-O, ArecipoProject.com. And there's a lot of cool stuff on that page, by the way. But if you look right near the top, there's a little link in red you can click, and that will take you to our live feed. Hopefully it'll be live when you go there, as well as some of the archive stuff. But anyway, here's what I want to tell you about. Once I finally got everything squared away and I thought I had the right kind of camera for our beta test and the right kind of computer and the right software and all these things orchestrated, I, of course, decided that I would test it out for a week or two just right here first in my own condo. I have a two-story condo here. And I have a room upstairs that is fairly quiet. It can be used as a guest room from time to time, but I also do, if I need to do recordings or if I'm working on a special project, I'll usually go to this room. But it's a room that's off to the side. It's usually very quiet, and there's not much going on in there. So I put the webcam up there in that room, attached to the computer that I was going to use, and I hooked everything up just as I planned to hook it up when it were out in the field. So the idea is, it doesn't matter that I'm downstairs and it's upstairs. Theoretically, it should be, or it should work the same if it's in China and I'm sitting here looking at it. So I get everything set up in the guest bedroom. But here's something you need to know about that room. Because that I don't use it that often, I also use it to keep some of the very odd artifacts that I come across that I'm studying and experimenting with. Now, I have a friend here I've mentioned a number of times on this show, a friend who lives in Puerto Rico who is a Santero. I won't use his name without his permission here, but he has been a Santero for a long time, and he's very well known. He's also an artist, and he collects all kinds of sort of ritualistic relics from around the world. And recently I was visiting him, and he said that he had something he wanted to give to me as a gift. And he went into the back room of his place, and when he came out, he had with him some authentic vintage ritualistic items from Africa. One of the things he gave me kind of looks like a large wooden plate with elaborate engraving around the side of various sort of deities. And then he gave me a couple of wands that accompany this that are also very intricately carved with faces on them. And you're supposed to use these by they're really used to conjure up a spirit. So what you might do, for example, is you'd put this again, I'll call it a wooden dish or wooden plate down, and then you would tap on it with one of these wands in order to call up a spirit that you wanted to communicate with. This is used in a religion called the Ifa. And so he said, look, he goes, I don't know how old these are, but he said, I've had them for years. They came directly from Africa. He said, if you were to try to find anything like this in the United States, he said, you'd have a tough time. And then if you did, it would certainly cost a lot of money. So this was a very meaningful thing for him to give me so that I could work with it and study it. So he gave me these just recently, maybe a couple weeks ago, if that. And so I happened to, of course, put them in this room. And because it's kind of a large set, I had it on the bed. There's a bed in there. So I put the wooden plate on the bed with the wooden wands. And I had not really had a chance to mess with this stuff too much. So now we get back to the webcam. I've got the webcam set up. It starts live streaming from the bedroom there. I close the door. I come downstairs. Lauren is downstairs in the kitchen. I sat down on the couch, and I opened up my laptop, and I brought up the stream, and I said, hey, Lauren, look at this. So she walked over to the laptop. Here we are sitting here looking at a live stream of our room upstairs. Everything's quiet. Everything's peaceful. And then all of a sudden, in the silence, we hear this sound. And this sends a chill down our spine, because what in the hell makes a sound like this in an empty room? Sam, let's play this for everybody. Now, that hit us like a ton of bricks in the midst of the silence. Let's play it again. So we look at each other like, what the? And then, of course, I sit there and I wait to see if I hear anything else, and I don't. Finally, I take that audio and I replay it, and I'm like, what is it saying? And I'm not sure yet, but I think it might be saying something like, Shamoon.
Did you try slowing it down and stuff?
I haven't even made it that far. This is so new, Sam, that I haven't even gotten a chance to contact my friend the Santero and let him hear it to see if it means something to him. But it sounds to me like Optimus Prime is in my room there saying some kind of exotic phrase.
Let's hear what it sounds like if I slow it down.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Keep talking for a sec. I'll get it in just a sec. Here we go.
Okay. And so now it's one thing when you get a recording and you're like, wandering around in some old creepy place or whatever, and you're not familiar with the setting, and people are walking around, and there's a wind blowing and all that. But this was a closed room upstairs. You have it slowed down?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how much I have it slowed down yet because I haven't even got to preview it, but we'll hear how it goes.
All right.
I could probably do now, some other oral enhancements to it.
Please, go for it. And we're coming up on a break here. Shelly, let me ask you quickly, does that sound like a voice to you?
It does sound like a voice, and it's a very scary voice. And I was wondering if after, you know, the holy bleep, you ran upstairs with your equipment to see if you could get any measurements.
Well, I didn't want to disturb, you know, the setting, because I'm like, okay, maybe I'm going to get a manifestation here on camera.
That'd be cool.
Because, you know, I had a camera rolling, but nothing ever showed up visually. But when we come back, okay, we'll play this for you a couple more times. And then also I have a story I'd like to share with all of you about something kind of creepy that's happened with a robot. It looks like a robot may have finally come to life. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. Speaking of strange. Real. Fatal attraction.
First my clothes catch on fire, then my car hits a tree. You might think it's a big catastrophe, just seems normal to me. Always looking on the bright side, isn't that the way to be? You might say that's a sign of lunacy, just comes natural.
Becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange, presented by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. The number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. My name is Joshua P. Warren. Now, imagine this. Imagine, for whatever reason, you end up being given some old, hand-carved, authentic items from Africa, used in magical rituals. You put these in, say, a guest bedroom at your house, and it just so happens that right afterward, you put a live webcam up there and monitor the room. The door is closed. The windows are closed. Everything's sealed off. There's no one going in or out. There is no noise being made. You're sitting there watching the live feed in another part of your house. And then all of a sudden, through your speakers, as you're monitoring your room, you hear this sound. Let's hear it again, Sam. I mean, Lauren and I jumped out of our skin. What was that? And now, you know, I hear EVP type recordings all the time, and I know that 98% of the time, there is no reliable way for you to take these things and interpret what is being said. I mean, you can play the same EVP for 10 different people and get 10 different opinions on what is being said. So I don't know what is being said here, but what strikes me is how vocal it sounds, how much it sounds like a voice in general. And of course, if this is indeed some kind of spirit saying something African, well, I don't know African. I mean, most of us don't know what that would sound like, so I'm going to have to do some research on that. But Sam has put it through some different filters, and he's done some different modifications. So I'm going to let Sam play it for you a few different ways. And again, pay attention, regardless of whether or not you can tell what you think it's saying, pay attention to how much it sounds like a voice saying something in general. Okay,
this,
Sam?
This one's just slowed down, and I took a little bit of the hiss out. So,
Good.
What are you thinking?
It really does sound like shaman.
I'm hearing
they say shaman.
I'm hearing a me in there. Something me.
I thought I heard a something. Something me.
You're both getting me?
Uh-huh. I'm not getting the warm and fuzzies either. I'm thinking you need to be careful, and you need to use some of those little protective talismans that have been sent in care packages and, you know, kind of watch things.
Maybe this could be the lead-up to your next movie. A paranormal radio host gets a presence, and he puts it in his guest bedroom, and all of a sudden, you've invited something in. And you have to flee Puerto Rico.
And it doesn't stay in the guest bedroom.
No, but it sounds like... if I was sitting downstairs watching footage of my upstairs and I heard that, I'd be like, honey, it's time to pack it up and we're going to roll out for the night, go to the Holiday Inn Express down the road.
I'm sure. If I woke up and that thing, whatever this spirit is in my bedroom, then, yeah, I would get out of here. I'm getting to the point where I think that might happen.
Well, it already has.
Some kind of a presence has been happening or appearing. But you know what, Shelley?
Yes.
This is a great opportunity for me to bring something up that I've been wanting to get to for a long time. You know, you were talking about protective items, talismans, spells, that kind of thing.
Right.
This is an area that is part of your vast expertise. And over the years, people have come from all over the country to Wright's Coin Shop to go in there and see you and talk to you about mystical arts, about spells, all sorts of paranormal phenomena. So basically, I understand, Shelley, you have set aside a special place to help people with their questions and issues. Is that right?
I do. I have. I have all kinds of things that are going on. This is not a new thing for me. It'll just be a special place.
Mm-hmm. And so basically, we're talking about a shop space where people can come and visit you. Is that what we mean? I don't know how much you're prepared to give away, but tell us as much as you can about it.
They can come and they can visit me, but they can also pick up their own supplies. They can find things to help themselves there. I can help them, but it's a place where I have combined magic and the paranormal and science. And I don't know of any other place anywhere that does anything like that. So
I don't know any other place in town you're going to find newt powder.
You will be surprised at the things that I stock in there. You will love the things I stock in there. But it's going to be a really wonderful atmosphere. It's going to be, and you're going to be able to find the things that you just cannot find anywhere else.
Well, that's a really cool teaser for everybody. And I know that your plan is to be able to release a lot more as we get closer to the fall. But I want to let everybody listening know that if you would like to be notified when Shelley's shop is going to be open and what all the details are, and if you want to be sent a link to my new free live webcam of a UFO hotspot here in the Bermuda Triangle. All you have to do is sign up for my free e-newsletter. Go to my personal website, joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P in the website address. Go to joshuapwarren.com, and you'll see a little space there. It's a little box toward the top, and you can just enter your email address, hit submit. You will be automatically subscribed to my free e-newsletter, which I write with my own fingers, and I'll send you updates about Shelley's shop and about, again, the links to the live webcam and all kinds of other things, because this fall is exploding with activity. And also, if you get the e-newsletter and you reply to it, I read your replies and I'll correspond with you, and I would love to hear what any of you may think about this weird audio recording that I captured here in my own condo. Let's move on, though, because I do want to cover a couple other things here before we run out of time. Listen to this. This is a live science report, and it's from Russia. And they say, for the second time in a week, a robot in Russia that has been programmed with artificial intelligence has escaped from the facility where it is kept. Now, they say that this robot has some of the most advanced artificial intelligence ever created, because it has the ability to learn from its experiences and about its surroundings. And they say that suddenly there was a traffic jam in the street there. I guess this is near Moscow. Because this robot, and I'm not sure what this thing looks like, it's called Promobot IR-77. It escaped and it just rolled out into the middle of the street. And of course, very quickly, the engineers realized that this thing was out there, that it had escaped. And so they went out, they retrieved it, they brought it back. And they say that they are not sure how this thing got out. And they say that they took it after its first escape, and they reprogrammed its artificial intelligence, and they tried to make it not go toward exits, basically. But they say that now it just, you know, it's going to escape possibly again, so they're thinking they might have to dismantle it altogether. Now, when they put this word out there, thousands of people started flooding their YouTube page and their Facebook page, supporting the robot, saying, no, don't kill it, okay?
Hashtag robot lives matter.
Yeah, and they're saying, well, this is incredible. This robot is showing the spark of true intelligence. Am I the only one who's feeling a little creeped out by this story?
Yeah, did you say Terminator? Did anybody there see the Terminator movies?
Skynet?
Yeah.
That's exactly how it started. And when we come back, I have another story to tell you that complements that one quite well. And it is about how that artificial intelligence is helping people right now get out of pretty complex legal situations in some cases. Oh, boy, we are moving into the future far faster than we ever expected. I'll get into that when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange.
Well, my name's John Lee Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. He only come a town about twice a year. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are under when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange. People are strange when
We are in the final minutes of hour number one on tonight's Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is presented by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. Again, the number to Wright's Coin Shop is 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And now listen, folks, coming up next hour, which is going to be just minutes away, we are going to have the master of the night himself, George Norrie, host of Coast to Coast AM, is going to come on this program, and we're going to have a great conversation. We're going to talk, of course, some about his upcoming event in Asheville. I'll be there. Dr. Bill Forsten will be there. Micah Hanks will be there. But also, I'm just going to chat with George some about odd things in his own life, some things that go with the territory of reaching millions of people almost every single night regarding some of the most weird and controversial topics you can possibly imagine. So I hope you'll stick around for that. So before the break, you know, I was talking about the fact that, hey, a robot in Russia that has been installed with some of the most advanced artificial intelligence ever created is figuring out how to break out of its facility and go into the real world. And you need to understand that some of these robots that are being created today, they don't even need batteries to be recharged by humans. They can go out there and recharge themselves with solar panels, or some of them are able to find an electrical outlet and plug themselves in and recharge themselves. And so the point is, some of these things can escape into the world, and then they are self-sustaining. And some of them are even perhaps capable of building additional parts for themselves. And I think we see where all this is leading. As Shelley pointed out, this is exactly the Terminator scenario that in the beginning you say, oh, these are cute little, you know, R2-D2s. Let them go out there and do their own thing. But eventually, if that continues and we let these things run amok, well, then one day these robots are going to say, you know, what makes these humans alive and me not alive? They're a bunch of arrogant, condescending you-know-whats. And suddenly, robots start to somehow, I guess, feel what they believe is an emotion. Recently, Google created an artificial intelligence program, and they started asking it all kinds of difficult questions about morality and that kind of thing. And finally, the robot just said, look, I'm not in the mood to discuss this anymore. And they said, whoa. That's a breakthrough to get the robot to say, I'm not in the mood. So
they've made the robot into your wife. That's a huge breakthrough on Google.
Yeah. Thanks, science. That's not the direction we want to go. But now, to continue this trend, I did mention on a recent edition of this program that somebody had created an artificial intelligence lawyer designed to help people with a variety of problems. And it turns out this thing is especially good at helping people get out of parking tickets. Because this story here says that this free, they're calling it a chatbot, but all it is an artificial intelligence program on the internet, so far is responsible for overturning 160,000 parking tickets in both London and New York. And that is just over the past 21 months. Okay, so in less than 2 years, they say this robot lawyer was created by a 19-year-old British student. And so you go there, and the robot, and again, we'll call it a robot, but you know, it's an artificial intelligence program, whatever. It starts asking you questions about your situation. And this robot, it knows the law better than any lawyer because obviously it can recall everything and has algorithms to try to connect this logic to that logic. And then it also it knows all of these different past cases that have transpired. And they're always talking about precedent and law, that how something is decided depends not only on how the law is written and interpreted, but also how it has been interpreted and used in the past. So this robot can access all of that kind of information almost instantly, and it says that so far it has it's taken on 250,000 cases. Again, it has won 160,000, and they estimate that this has saved consumers at least $4 million in parking fines. And that so they say this robot has like a 64-65% success rate, and people are so happy with it that they're going to start releasing this robot in versions in, say, Las Vegas and Chicago and other big cities, because it's going to vary a little bit, of course, from location to location, because the law varies as well. So this is the kind of thing that is going to make people excited and make them open their arms wide and say, yes, bring on the robot revolution. And that, of course, is inevitably going to have a dark side that we have to look out for as well. Okay, my friends, keep all that in mind, and who knows the directions that we will go when we come back from this break, because when we return, I will have George Norrie, host of Coast to Coast AM, as my guest. This is the show where the unusual becomes usual. I am Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is presented by Wright's Coin Shop, and you are listening to Speaking of Strange.